It's your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC for 20 great years has the best OTR on our live streaming. And continue tuning in to the Radio Book Channel, along with the RTC Music Channel, all at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Welcome back to the RTC Weekly Download. The theme for today's program will be the Armed Forces Radio Service. That was World War II, primarily, a network for men all over the world fighting World War II. And they could listen to radio shows like the ones you're going to hear today. We're going to start off with Jack Benny. We'll play a little hot music in the form of Jubilee. So here's Jack Benny meets Joe Lewis from 1945.
The Jack Benny Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Larry Stevens, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably remember, last week Jack Benny was sick in bed. However, he's up and around now, so let's go out to his home in Beverly Hills. Jack is eating his breakfast.
I'm glad you came by, Mary. Have a cup of coffee.
No, thanks. How are you feeling, Jack?
Oh, much better. Naturally, it was quite a shock being robbed of $10,000, but I'm all right now.
Well, I just dropped by to say hello. I'm going over to the club to play some golf.
That's certainly a lovely day for it. You know, Mary, I think I'll take up golf again.
Oh, Jack, you shouldn't play golf. You take it too seriously. You always get so mad.
I do not.
You do, too. Every time you miss a putt, you accuse somebody of moving the hole.
I only did that once.
And another thing, you never keep your mind on the game. What about that time you got in the sand trap? You were there for 2 hours.
Well, a lot of people play in the sand trap.
With a pail and shovel?
Oh, stop, will you? I wish Rochester would bring my toast. I've almost finished my breakfast.
Say, Jack, what's that little thing there on the table?
This? Oh, it's a light fuse. I took it out so there wouldn't be any electricity in the kitchen.
Well, for heaven's sake, why?
I'm punishing Rochester. Twice this week he came out of the kitchen and left the light on.
But, Jack, shutting off the electricity...
I know what I'm doing.
What's the matter? You're still coughing.
Well, I'm not completely well yet, Mary, but I'll be all right. Oh, by the way, here's that book you were reading to me the other day. Read some more, will you, while I'm eating?
Okay. Now, let's see. Where did I stop? Oh, here it is. For 2 hours, the crippled submarine had lain helplessly on the bottom. The men trapped inside were gripped with fear and despair. The air was so heavy...
Here's your toast, Mr. Benny.
My toast? Well, it's about time, Rochester. What in the world took you so long?
Have you ever tried making toast with sunshine in a magnifying glass?
Oh.
How about giving me back that fuse now, boy?
Well, do you think you've learned your lesson?
No, but the icebox is defrosted, and that ain't going to help the food.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot all about that. Is all the food spoiled?
Well, not all, but you know that fish you bought for tomorrow night?
Yes.
Well, he ain't going to make it.
Oh. Well, would the fish be all right if we had it tonight?
Boss, you couldn't eat that fish if you cooked it in life, boy.
Then just throw it out. Here's the fuse. Hurry and put it back. And take that miner's lamp off your hat.
Yes, sir.
And finish reading the book, Mary.
Okay. The air was so heavy that breathing was labored. A violent current caught the submarine and rolled it to one side, filling the groggy men on the floor. It took almost all their strength to...
Answer the door, Rochester.
Answer the door.
Quiet, Polly.
Yeah, you ain't paying me.
Go ahead, Mary. Go ahead, finish the book. Go ahead.
Okay. It took almost all their strength to rise to their feet. Every man knew that hope of rescue was fading.
Gee.
Then suddenly they heard a faint tapping on the outside of the sub. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. A look of hope came into the men's eyes as the tapping continued.
Pardon me, boss, but Inspector Flanagan is here to see you.
Oh, the detective. Excuse me, Mary. Hello, Inspector.
Hello, Mr. Benny. I just dropped in to talk to you again about the robbery.
Good, good. Come on, sit over here by the window.
Yeah, thanks.
Inspector, don't you ever have your oil changed?
Huh?
Nothing. How are you coming along on the case?
Well, I came to tell you that I thought I caught the guy that robbed you. He fitted the description precisely.
He did?
Yeah, he had a cauliflower ear, broken nose, scar on his cheek, and a little mole on his chin.
You a Scotchman or something?
I'm from Brooklyn.
But
he wasn't the guy that robbed you the $10,000.
What'd you say?
He wasn't the guy that robbed you of the $10,000.
How'd you find out?
Well, I searched him, and he only had $9,870.
Oh, well, I might as well tell you, Inspector. The man who robbed me called up and threatened my life. So I need a bodyguard and... Inspector! Inspector! Twinkle Toes! Some detective. The robber calls me up, threatens to kill me. I tell the detective, and he walks out.
Maybe he went to the florist.
Yeah. Man, there's no time for jokes. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, boss?
Rochester, my life is in danger. I might get shot at, and I need a bodyguard.
Don't look at me.
Rochester, you're not a coward, are you?
More than that, I'm a careful coward.
Well, anyway, I didn't mean you. I wondered if you knew anyone who'd be a good bodyguard.
Well, now, let me see. I got it. You know, boss, Joe Louis is in town.
Joe Louis? The heavyweight champion? Rochester, I could never get him for a bodyguard.
I think you could if you worked it right, boss. I was talking to him the other day, and he told me he wants to be a radio comedian.
Uh-huh.
So if you let him think that maybe he could be one, he'd come over and talk to you.
Yeah?
Then all you gotta do is keep him here and stick close to him. Amalgamate, boss, amalgamate!
By golly, Rochester, that may be it. Why don't you call him up?
Better than that, boss, I'll go over and see him personally.
Good, good, and hurry. Gee, Mary, this may be the solution to all my worries. Joe Louis for a bodyguard. Go on, finish reading the book for me, will you?
Okay. A look of hope came into the man's eyes as the tapping continued. The air was so bad now that the breathing was almost impossible. In just a few seconds, it would be too late.
Oh, my goodness.
Suddenly, the steel hatch clanged open, and a blast of cool, fresh air revived the stricken men. The rescue device had worked. They were saved.
Oh, boy.
And thus ended another hair-raising adventure of our hero, Tom Swift.
Hot ziggity. What a guy. And you're always talking about little women. Why, if they were just
hello,
more...
Hello, Mr. Benny. Hello, Miss Livingston.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry.
The door was open, so I just came on in. How are you feeling, Mr. Benny?
A lot better, kid. Thanks for asking.
I had to ask. It's in my contract.
Oh, yes.
Say, Mr. Benny, I've got a swell song for next Sunday's program. Would you like to hear it?
I sure would, kid. Go ahead and sing it.
All right.
Oh, boy, that Tom Swift. He led a life just like I did. Jack Benny and his electric wife. Jack Benny.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, and can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you. Oh, just how empty the feeling without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. My dreams have been so empty, dear, without you. So kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long
good, Larry. Use that number on the show.
Okay, Mr. Benny. Well, I've got to go now. I promised my wife I'd help her with the housework.
Oh, that's the spirit, Larry. You're really sounding your married life off right.
That's what her mother keeps telling me.
Oh, so that's it. Look, kid, you tell her mother to keep her...
Jack!
I'm only trying to advise them.
Well, you're advising them all wrong. Mothers know best. For instance, Jack, take my mother.
I will not.
Jack. All I'm trying to say is that my father always helped my mother with a house cleaning.
Mary, when your mother grabs your father by the back of the neck and wipes the floor with him, that's not house cleaning. Believe me. Besides, how can she get him in all the corners? And another thing about your mother.
For the million things she gave me.
Holly.
Well, I've got to run along now, Mr. Benny.
Okay, so long, kid.
So long.
Jack, I know you don't like Mama, but I wish you wouldn't talk about her in front of people.
Oh, Mary, I'm only kidding. If I didn't like your mother, would I have her picture hanging in my living room?
You only hung it up when you lost the target to your dart game.
You nearly lost that gag, too, there. Mary, I'm improving, too. Last night when I was playing, I got one chin, one ear, and three noses. I'm getting better all the time.
Answer the door, Rochester. Answer the door.
Holly, Rochester isn't here.
Oh.
Come in. Oh, hello, Don. Come on in.
Hello, Jack, Mary.
Hi, Don.
I'm glad to see you looking better, Jack. Well, it's been quite a shock being robbed of $10,000.
Yeah, I was ribbed about it, too. Yes, it was, but I'm feeling fine now. By the way, Don, would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thank you.
Works for me. Buys his coffee at the drugstore.
Well, Jack, I'm going to run along or I'll never get to that golf game in.
Oh, are those your clubs, Mary? You know, I play golf occasionally, but just walking around the course doesn't keep me in trim. I like a game where there's a lot of jumping around.
You mean tennis?
No, checkers.
Now, I thought your fingertips looked a little muscle-bound there. Don, you probably don't like golf because you don't play it well.
What do you mean I don't play it well? Why, just last week I was in a tournament. We were approaching the 18th hole, and there I was on the edge of the green. The whole tournament was at stake, and I couldn't make up my mind which club to use. But my caddy, he knew what to do.
Believe me, Don, I'm... Excuse me a minute. Hello? Yes. Well, maybe so, but I thought that... Well, if you think so, okay. But wouldn't it be better if I just... Well, all right, if you want it that way. Goodbye. Now, Don, as I started to tell you...
Jack, who was that?
My press agent, Steve Bradley. You know, he used to talk so fast, I couldn't understand him.
Well, I'm going out now and play a game of golf.
I'll go with you, Mary. So long, Jack.
So long, Don. Goodbye, Mary. Have a good time.
I will.
See, I wonder how Rochester's making out with Joe Lewis. I hope he can trick him into coming over here and be my bodyguard. I guess Rochester will know how to handle it. He always does.
I'm so glad I caught you at home, Joe.
Why, I'm glad you came over, Rochester.
You know, Joe, so many things have happened since I saw you last, I don't know where to begin.
Well, there's no hurry, Rochester. Would you like another drink?
Well, I had two already.
One more won't hurt you.
Okay, pour it out. Thanks.
Rochester, have you ever thought about being a prize fighter?
No, I'm just drinking this milk to be friendly. Now, Joe, let's get down to business. You know, it's been rumored around you'd like to be a big comedian.
That's right. I want to make people laugh. I've been wanting to do that for years.
Well, Joe, if you want to make people laugh, you've been going about it the wrong way.
Who told you that?
Max Smelling, Tony Galeno, Jim Braddock, and Buddy Bear. That's who.
Well, them fellas have no sense of humor.
Well, you know, it's pretty hard to laugh with a referee counting over you.
I wouldn't know. That never happened to me.
Never?
Never.
Joe, remember that first fight you had with Max Smelling?
Mm-hmm.
What happened in the 12th round? What happened?
That's the one page I tore out of my scrapbook.
Anyway, Joe, if you want to be a big comedian, Mr. Benny's the man to get you started.
Do you think so?
He'll not only get you started, he'll stick close to you. Yes, sir. Awful close.
Well, this is going to be a lifesaver.
You ain't kidding. Come on, let's go over to Mr. Benny's house and talk to him.
Okay, I'll get my hat and coat.
Don't forget your gloves.
I got them right here in my pocket.
Not the social ones, the business ones, the big ones, the fat ones. The fighting ones. Come on, Joe, let's go.
Gee, it's 20 minutes to 7. Dark out, and Rochester isn't back yet. That robber did threaten me. Maybe I ought to hold these darts in my hand, just in case. I wonder if... Well, another nosy. Doggone, I wish that the... That must be Rochester. Come in!
Hiya, Jackson. What are you doing up so late?
Oh, hello, Phil. I'm glad you dropped by.
Well, I can only stay a minute. I just came over to invite you to a costume party I'm throwing Saturday night.
A costume party?
Yeah, and Alice is going to put on a little girl's outfit and be little Bo Peep.
Oh, that's cute. What are you going to be, Phil?
I'm going to put light bulbs in my ears and come as a pinball machine.
A pinball machine?
Yeah, by 11 o'clock, I'm tilted anyway.
You know, these costume parties always throw me. I never know what to be.
Why don't you spruce up a little bit and come as Father Time?
Don't be funny. Come on in, Phil. We'll sit down and talk, huh? Oh, there's the phone. Excuse me. Hello?
Hello, is my daddy there?
Your daddy? Oh, is this Phil Harris, the little girl?
Uh-huh. Is this Mr. Benny?
It sure is.
Oh, Mr. Benny, I'm sorry about you being robbed of $10,000. My daddy said it was your own fault.
My fault?
Yes, my daddy says if you paid him what he's worth, you wouldn't have all that money lying around.
Oh, I see.
Can I talk to my daddy now?
Yeah, just a minute, honey. Phil, it's for you. It's your little girl.
Okay. Hello, honey.
Hello, hotshot.
Anything wrong, baby?
Uh-huh. I got my dolly on the sidewalk and it's all broken.
Oh, well, that's a shame. Which dolly was it?
The pretty one with the long eyelashes.
And the curly blonde hair?
Yes, the one you said looks just like you.
Well, Dowdy will get you another one just like me.
Oh, goody. When are you coming home?
Right away.
Well, Mommy wants you to stop by the store and get a loaf of bread, a head of lettuce, and some corn.
All right, honey. Does she want corn on the cob or canned corn?
Mommy says when it comes to corn, to leave that up to you.
Oh, well, okay, darling. I'll get it. Goodbye.
Bye, hotshot.
Ah, oh, gee, Phil, your daughter's so cute. How old is she?
I don't know, Jackson, but last year she was 3.
Oh, well, then she's 4 now.
Could be. Could be.
Yes, sir, they sure grow up, don't they?
Oh, boss, he's here.
He is, Rochester?
Yeah, he's waiting in the den.
Oh, excuse me a minute, will you, Phil?
Yeah, I gotta go anyway. So long, Jackson.
So long, Phil. Rochester, have Joe Lewis come in.
Okay, but remember, boss, he don't know he's gonna be your bodyguard.
Yeah.
He only came over here because he thinks you're gonna get him started as a comedian.
I know.
So, make him think he's funny.
I will, don't worry. Call him in.
Yes, sir. Come on in, Joe! Joe, I'd like you to meet Mr. Jack Benny.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Benny.
Pleased to meet you. What a delivery. Oh, boy. How do you feel, Joe?
Oh, fine.
Fine. That's a honey. Anybody else would have said pretty good, but you ad-libbed fine. Oh, boy, what a gem.
Boss, don't overdo it.
Say, Joe, how long have you been out here in California? That's good.
I haven't said anything yet.
I was still laughing at fine, you know. That was dynamite.
Well, boss, I'll leave you two alone to discuss business.
All right, Rochester. Say, Joe, I've got a little proposition to make to you.
What's the proposition?
Well, you see, I'm a little more experienced as a comedian than you are, so anyone ever starts pulling jokes at your expense, well, I'll sort of help you out, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And naturally, you're a little younger and stronger than I am, so anyone starts punching me or picking a fight with me, you see, you'll help me out.
But, Mr. Benny, why should anybody want to start a fight with you?
Because I'm such a heel. I mean... I mean, you see, Joe, there's so many people who are jealous of me.
But I thought everybody liked you. You're so nice and so kind and so free with your money.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Why didn't you laugh?
Oh, yes, free with my money. Ha ha. Well, Joe, getting down to business, how would you feel about doing comedy on my program?
I like it very much.
Well, let's discuss this thing thoroughly before... I wonder who that can be. Oh, Joe, would you mind taking a little walk with me?
Where to?
To the front door. Come on, Joe.
Aren't you crowding me a little bit, Mr. Benny?
Oh. Oh, pardon me.
Just a minute. Okay, Benny, you asked me.
What?
I told you what had happened if you played to the cops about me sticking you up, and now I'm going to give it to you. Take that.
Ooh.
And that.
Ooh. Joe. Joe's beating me up. Fight with him.
Oh, I can't fight with just anybody. Who did he ever lick?
I mean, that's not important now.
Squeal on me, will you, Benny? Take that.
Ooh. Another nosy.
Polly, you're supposed to be on my side.
Take that.
Ooh.
And that.
Ooh.
Joe, please don't just stand there. Please do something.
But, Mr. Benny, I can't fight with knowing he would have to get a reputation for himself.
Well, he doesn't have to get it on me, for goodness sake.
Take that. Ow! And that.
Oh,
stop! And that.
Stop! Joe, help me!
I'm warning you for the last time, Benny. The next time you open your mouth to the cops, you're going to get more than this.
Yes, sir.
And just so you don't forget it, take this.
Ooh.
Mr. Benny, get up and go to your corner. Mr. Benny, get out. Well, if you don't, there's only one thing left for me to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44.
Joe, you can stop already. I'm feeling better. Anyway, I got to go to the Masters now. Do a show at 6 p.m. on another network. Good night, folks.
Jack Benny program with Mary Livingston, Don Wilson, Phil Harris and his orchestra, and Jack Benny. Larry Stevens, young singing star of the program, steps forward now to sing Stars in Your Eyes. Larry?
I see stars in your eyes when my lips beg your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes when we kiss and you whisper your mind. Stars leave the sky, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Deep in your eyes, lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill of song. I realize love is ours by the stars in your eyes. Stars in your eyes.
Forces Radio Service.
Jack Benny meets Joe Lewis from 1945. Well, we'll continue with our theme of Armed Forces Radio programs from the war years. We're going to go do that music show right now. It's called Jubilee, and this was a program aimed primarily at black soldiers, but anyone who liked hot jazz was welcome in as well. So this is Jubilee with Johnny Mercer and C.P. Johnson and the Delta Rhythm Boys from 1944.
up your boots, men. Here's that groovy lullaby coming at you straight from Hothorn Hall. It's Jubilee. Yes, men, it's one for the lash on, two for the straddle, three to get hep, and four to get limp as a boiled doodle. Tonight, our cadenza cloud is going to rain all over you with a flock of damp dotted quarter notes. Lend your lobes to the list of Largo limpers on our bucket brigade. Timmy Rogers, the Delta Rhythm Boys, our special guest Mercer with a Johnny frontispiece, and that tub dumper par excellence C.P. Johnson. And now, here's your master of ceremonies and guide through Arpeggio Alley, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you and greetings, Gates. It's a pleasure to announce to you that today is an anniversary for me. 52 weeks ago today, I dribbled my first vowel over the threshold of this hall. And in honor of myself, I would like to say, hooray for Whitman! And now that you know my name, I'd like to know yours. So when I say three, everybody holler out their name. Ready? One, two, three! Ah, good, good. And now that we know each other, I want you to meet C.P. Johnson and his metal menagerie, manipulating the digits on a hunk of hop called Sherman Shuffle. Appetizer. And now, men, here come four cats up the alley who are going to nibble the nub off of a khaki kilt. By popular request, it's their fifth appearance in the hall. The Delta Rhythm Boys. How do you do? What's your selection, boys?
We'd like to do an old time, Honor. One that was nut in the top rung on the hit parade ladder this time last year. Johnny Mercer's Black Magic. And we want to send it along in answer to some mail from Machinist First Class Roy Freeman with the torpedo unit. And Private First Class Robert Slewitt with the engineers. Private First Class Gordon Nelson at APO 942. And Sergeant H.A. Hartvigsen at 980.
And proceed, boys, proceed.
up and down my spine. The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. The same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts is wide. And down and down I go, round and round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire.
Close attention to a limp libretto that's about to be dribbled out of this kill cycles. And being a cat who likes to put things in their proper order, I want you to meet the lad who's going to loosen the libretto for you. Fellas, meet Timmy Rogers. Say, Timmy, what is the title of those specks and spots you have tucked under your vest?
Well, Ernie, it's a little cadenza Private Bay Wallace and myself wrote when a committee composing my neighbors found out I was between the ages of 18 and 38.
Oh, I see.
Committee composing my neighbors. I use the word loosely.
Oh. It's a sort of a melody in 1A.
You got part of it, son. stand by while I let you in on the whole story.
Standing.
You see, I got my greetings the other day, and I started to run the other way. That would be wrong, even you'll agree. But here's what Uncle Sam had to say to me. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. 'Cause I ain't gonna turn you loose. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. 50 a month is all it pays. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. And don't bring no sad excuse. You got to realize you a soldier now. If you don't realize you a soldier anyhow, that little mess is up to you. Brother, there's nothing that you can do but bring enough clothes for 3 days. You got a chance to get a raise, but bring enough clothes for 3 days, 'cause they ain't gonna turn you loose. Your sister and your mother, your uncle, nieces, and cousins. Call Jack, they're snatching them by the dozen. Bring enough clothes for 3 days, and that goes for us and the old phase. But bring enough clothes for 3 days, 'cause it's gonna turn you loose.
Thank you for that Blue Serge logo with a belt in the back. And now we double back for a couple of nods in order to have a trilly visit with our tub thumper, Johnson with the CP handle. CP, what have we got to be cuffs for the cats?
Well, the cats and I would like to beat our little original in the groove we call Mop Mop.
That sounds like a fine brace of specs and spots. Begin at the beginning, CP.
Nobody here can disagree. Take Beethoven and jive with me. I'll show you my symphony. Mop, mop, it's a good tune. Mop, mop, even on a honeymoon. Mop, mop, all you got to do is croon when you stop. Mop, 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 it's a groovy deal. Do you dig, 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 dig the way I feel? Mop, mop, it's a groovy little tune when you drop. Mop, mop, now I like Crosby and Frank Sinatra when they're on the radio. But if you want to thrill me, you got to be some boogie with a solid bow. Mop, 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 it's a groovy deal. Do, 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 do you dig the way I feel? Mop, mop, it's a groovy little deal when you drop. Mop, mop.
With that hunk of andante. And now I want you to meet a group of vocalizers who are famous from coast to coast.
Pardon me, I seem to be in a dilemma.
In a which?
A dilemma, a fog.
I'm on cloud number 7, and it's ceiling 0.
Now you're speaking my language. Come in, Mr.
Mercer. Mercer with the John handle.
Well, Johnny Mercer! Well, men, before I say another word, I want you to know that the gentleman who stands before you at this time has written a mess of songs, among them Blues in the Night, Lazy Bones, Jeepers Creepers, I'm an Old Cowhand, Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City, and Baby, Get the Hammer, There's a Fly on Daddy's Head.
Well, just a minute, Ernie. I didn't write that last song.
Oh, you didn't?
No, but I got one coming up called I Beg Your Pardon, Sweetie, But Ain't That My Wallet in Your Sock? What I really dropped in for is to tell you that I go for the stuff you've been dishing out here in the hall. The gravy is really groovy, believe me.
Well, thanks. I'll admit we do have a rather hot program.
Hot program? This joint is a boogie-woogie steam cabinet.
Now I know what you mean. Incidentally, the fellas listening to this jive session might want to write a song. I wonder if you could give them a couple of pointers.
I'm glad to, Ernie.
For instance, how did you write, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby?
Well, I got a girl who must have been a beautiful baby.
Oh, I see. Well, how about I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City?
Well, I got a girl in Salt Lake City who's got a lot of sugar.
Well, now, what about strip poker?
Well, how do you think she got all that sugar?
Now, Mr. M., one of my scouts peeked under your vest a few minutes ago and just whispered in my ear that you have some grace notes stuffed under there. Would you be good enough to wrap a taunt around them for us?
Glad to, Ernie. It's a song I wrote called G.I. Jive.
The killer sags at your disposal. Hold them.
This is a G.I. Jive. Men alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump your suit, make a salute, boot. After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. Reet. If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. So be it. G-I Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, seems you're right. Digging that G.I. Jive.
Thank you, Johnny Mercer.
killer. No fooling. But say, before you slide your frame out under our swinging door, I know the men listening would like to a sip from your goblet of old-timers.
Well, just what kind do you think they'd like?
Well, I don't know just exactly what kind they would like, but I tell you, I wrote a song I'd like to have you try. It's called Jubilee, You're the Dream of My Life. Jubilee, You're as Sharp as a Knife. What do you think of it?
Well, it has a certain nothing.
Oh, I see.
I might try Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, except that when C.P. and his cats get through with it, comes out stormy weather.
Oh, come now, Miss M. They don't blow that hard.
They don't, eh?
No.
Remember that usher who used to work at the front door?
Yeah.
Well, the door was open during a two-bar riff, and he is now appearing in the floor show across the street.
Well, Johnny, we leave it up to you. Sing what you like.
Okay, Ernie. Me and the Delta Rhythm Boys have cooked up a hunk of hot called Knock Me a Kiss. Shall we go? I like cake, no mistake. But baby, if you insist, I'll cut out cake just for your sake.
Baby,
come on and knock me a kiss. I like pie, I hope to die. But get a load of this. When I get high, doggone the pie.
Baby,
come on and knock me a kiss. When you press your lips to mine, 'twas then I understood. It tastes like candy, brandy and wine.
Peaches, bananas, and everything good.
Boys, I like jam and no blim blam. Scratch it off my list. This ain't no jam. The jam can scram. Come on and knock me a kiss.
What do you say? You kept me waiting all day. You know you said me, this is a night. Why don't you do right? Hold tight. Knock me a kiss. I'm ready. Press your lips to mine. They taste like candy, brandy, wine. You're so fine.
You mean fine and mellow.
When I meet you on the street, you say that everything's all right. Why don't you make up your mind?
I like jam and no blim blam. Scratch it off my lips. Ain't no jam, the jam can scram.
Baby,
come on and knock me a kiss.
You better give it up, give it up, give it up, give it up, mama. Knock me a kiss.
Thank you for hanging a haymaker on this jam session. Men having reached the point in the program which precedes the falling off, Hunk, I want to announce that Johnson, with the CP frontispiece, has gathered his menagerie around the mic to vibrate your vertebrae with Swing Crazy. Oh, sweet CP.
like the epidermis all rubbed off the apple. Steam is oozing out of the seams of my twill slacks. My arches have fallen way down below the snake's navel. The specks and spots are ready to slip back in the shell from whence they spewed. Before we depart this cosmos, let's see if our ghost baton man has a word for you. CP?
Well, it's been solid, man, so help me. It was a killer, and I just want to say a groovy success to all, and so long.
Thanks, CP, thanks. Meantime, this is Ernie Whitman masticating his moles for all the guys and girls and inviting you to lend us your auditory apparatus next week at the same groovy hour. Don't forget Jubilee spelled backwards is Ela Bouge. Plan to you now and dig you later. So long and good luck.
You have been massaged into a phase daze by Jubilee under the solid cast veracity of the Armed Forces Radio Service.
And that's our show for this week. We're back next week with more great old-time radio. Until then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.